Hey, Fearless Thinkers, welcome back to the Fearless Road Podcast. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and this week, it's kind of a special week. We're diving into the transformative journey of reshaping the way we think about fear. You know, I talk about fear quite often on this show and how fear impacts us. More specifically, I think on our entrepreneurial journey, that tends to be my biggest focus. But as leaders, executives, mentors, and entrepreneurs, I think we all face fear in a certain way, at a certain level, at a certain intersection of our professional careers and our professional growth and development. And one of the things that I focus on is, of course, my motivational speaking, which is making fear your friend, but also how to use the 4 F's framework on turning fear into a catalyst for powerful growth and change so that you can step into the most authentic version of yourself. And this week, I thought what I would do is start with those 4 F's and sort of like give a brief overview of how they can impact us on leadership, mentorship, and authenticity. So today we're going to, that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to talk about the 4 F's. We're exploring the framework, feel, foster, flip, and free your fear. Which is a powerful approach that guides you through recognizing, obviously, fear as a powerful catalyst, understanding its messages, and ultimately using those messages as a catalyst for growth and success. Over the next few episodes, we're just going to break down each stage of the 4F framework and show you a bit how you can sort of turn fear into a companion and a guide, your friend, not a foe. From authentic leadership and mentorship on your entrepreneurial journey, the 4 F's can offer a set of actionable steps to future-proof your plans, create environments for impactful change and innovation. And I say future-proof your plans because one of the things that I talk about in one of my keynote speeches is how fear is typically, I would say, two things. One, fear is about our self-worth. It's almost always tied to some idea we have about our self-worth. And secondarily, it is typically in regards to a future version of ourselves. It is something out in front of us. We're trying to do, be, or have something greater than who we are today. We're making plans for, we're strategizing for, we're ideating and creating and innovating for something out in the future, which has a set of unknown variables attached to it. And typically what happens is when the mind doesn't have an answer, doesn't have an ending for that story, it's going to fill in those gaps of the unknowns with, ideas about doubt will creep in. And what I like to talk about in turning fear and putting it as part of your future-proof committee is learning how to take fear and put it on your side of the fence, you know what I mean? Sorry, your side of the table, if you will. And becoming more and more familiar with it so that it stops becoming an unknown in the future. So, today we're going to start with the first step, obviously, which is, well, maybe it's not obvious, feel your fear. And episode 21, welcome to episode 21. We're going to talk about the concept of feeling your fear and how acknowledging and understanding our fear is one of the first steps towards making fear our friend. Recognizing and embracing our fears is the foundation of the journey. So imagine Sheryl Sandberg, she's the COO of Meta, formerly Facebook. And, you know, she could feel like a pang of doubt before a crucial presentation or wonder about whether or not she's fully prepared to give the speech. We all get those stage fright fears, right? Those little moments of panic and excitement in our bellies. Even most, you know, successful leaders face these kind of fears, especially when it comes to the unknown. Their future selves as leaders. You know, we all strategize for our futures, our companies, our organizations, our employees, our staff. And we are strategizing for our future. We are strategizing for our future. And fear can often feel like this roadblock for us. But what if we thought of it more instead of a roadblock, like a mirror reflecting our own unknown future back to ourselves? That's an interesting way of, talk about perspectives. I always talk about perspectives. If fear were simply just a reflection of the unknown future, you know, for us, that's a nice way of looking at it. So if we start recognizing and acknowledging our fears and valuing them, by the way, we need to embrace them as a natural part of our journey and understanding their roots and the impact that they have on us. So if you've ever questioned your abilities and thought like, am I good enough to lead my team? Am I smart enough? Do I have enough training? Do I have enough guidance and expertise for this team, for this project, for this endeavor? You know, these are all examples of, you know, fear taking the wheel, if you will, fear of failure, rejection, or simply just fear of the unknown, not having all the answers. It can be paralyzing for us. And the first step of the 4Fs framework, feel your fear, is to overcome these fears. And I don't like to use the words overcome. I don't mind overcome so much. I don't like fight, destroy, you know, that you can't do that with fear. Maybe you can overcome them, but what I like to think of it is turning fear around by just acknowledging them. You know, if we consider that fear is a reflection of our own unknown future self, right, being reflected back to us, then the step of feeling your fear involves recognizing and acknowledging this fear. The process examines the nature of our fears and their roots, embracing the idea that our fear is a natural and valid part of our current journey and strategizing for our future. It's reflecting back to us some of the unknown things and giving us a moment to recognize something that may be valuable for us about what is unknown. And this stage emphasizes the importance of acknowledging our fears without any judgment. We don't have to take it on personally and emotionally, psychologically, but we do need to recognize that if it's coming up, there's something valuable that it's pointing us towards. An interesting study, I talk about this as well, and Dr. Hal Hirschfeld at UCLA, professor of psychology, actually did a research study which shed a lot of light on this phenomenon of envisioning and strategizing for our future selves. It turns out our brains categorize unfamiliar people as unimportant. So when he was mapping it out, the little activity centers in our brain light up. And when we think about somebody we know, it lights up in a very specific way. When we think about someone we don't know, it lights up in other areas of the brain, essentially, you know, putting those individuals or those thoughts about those individuals in an unimportant category. And shockingly enough, this includes dun, 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 our future selves. That's right. So when we're thinking about being a strong leader, and we're making plans for the future, our brains might actually file those strategic plans, might file the value of those plans and that person as unimportant. Now think about that. I mean, that's, if your brain is, you're spending all this time as a strategic leader, executive entrepreneur, making plans for your future, making plans for your staff, you know, your company, your organization, and strangely, your own brain is telling you, we don't really care about that. I mean, that we don't know that guy. We don't know that girl. We don't know that person. They're unknown. They're unfamiliar. So, you know, maybe we'll just put them in this box of the unimportant box for now. Well, this perception, you know, by the way, can lead to self-doubt, allowing fears and fear-based behaviors that can come in and hold us back. So you can imagine while you're making these plans, that's why those little fears creep in. Those fears pop up. You're not good enough. You're not good enough because you're making plans for a future you that doesn't exist yet in your brain. So if we take a moment then to reflect on our own leadership aspirations, right? And what fears that that pop up that might be holding us back. If we take a minute to feel them, write them down, acknowledge them, give them a name, give them a value, give them their recognition, right? If we give our fears a voice, that might be the first step to actually, well, ironically, silencing them. Acknowledging our fears is a valid and important part of our growth journey, our personal and professional growth journey, a psychological growth journey, if you will. Knowing and understanding yourself includes knowing and understanding our strengths and weaknesses. It means also understanding our fears and why they're coming up, why they're creeping in, especially when you can begin, if you keep a fear journal, this is just a little notepad, or maybe you can put it on your phone, where you, every time one of those things pops up, write down the time of day, the circumstance you're in, and what type of fear it was. One of the things I think you'll find out and you'll discover if you can track these things is that those things, those little self-doubt fears, those little pop-up, creep-up little moments where they're attacking your worth, your value, your understanding of yourself, is usually in circumstances where A, you're either not prepared, B, you don't think or feel that you have done enough to be prepared, either intellectually, psychologically, emotionally, or physically, for whatever endeavor, whatever action, whatever event you're stepping into. When we talk about making plans for our future selves, like I've said before, if you announce to the universe that you want to do, have, or be something other than who you are today, two things are happening. One, you're telling the universe, I want to step into something bigger, better, and different than I am right now. And secondarily, as a sort of byproduct of that action, you're telling the universe and you're telling yourself that my current version of me is not, well, good enough, right? Because if it were, you wouldn't try to be something different. You wouldn't try to go get something different if being right here, right now with who you are was satisfactory, was enough. It's a very interesting dichotomy because it puts you in two different positions. One is the desire for growth and achievement and ambition is just wired into us as entrepreneurs and leaders and mentors and executives. You know, it's part of who we are. It's part of our fabric. We want to lead. We want to do these big things. We want to take on ambitious challenges. But that also means that in doing so, we inevitably are telling the universe we want to become something other than what we are. We want to do something other than what we're currently doing. We want to have something other than what we currently have, which suggests that we're dissatisfied with the current state of who we are. And that opens the door for self-doubt and self-worthiness issues. So yeah, if you're doing those things, then you're technically practicing the art of telling the universe, I'm going to be and do and have something better than I am today. But you're also practicing, inadvertently, the art of telling the universe that what I am right now isn't enough. And that can cause these doubts, I think, to creep in. So write them down, take note of them, journal a little bit about those things, and write down the time of day and the place where these things occur for yourself. And don't take any action right away, other than noting that you have the fear, acknowledging that you have the fear. Feel that fear. Give it its value. You know, give it its moment. There's a reason why it keeps popping up. There is a reason why it wants to be heard. And pushing it down, shoving it down, blocking it out, compartmentalizing it, destroying it, you know, all those things, destroy your fear, those just don't work. If they did, we wouldn't have speeches about it. If they did, I wouldn't be talking about it right now because it would have worked. And it doesn't. So, yeah. Episode 21, feel your fear, my friends, and allow yourself a moment of grace and compassion. If you're on this journey of addressing your fears, take a moment to think about the four F's of making fear your friend. And this week, we're going to explore those a little bit further. So thanks for taking this little trip with me. Tomorrow we're going to talk about fostering your fear. So this is Michael DeVue. This is Thinking Fearlessly. This is Fearless Thinking. I don't even have, I said the name of my show incorrectly. But I have no fear that you are listening to Fearless Thinking with Michael DeVue. So go out, be amazing, be as fearless as you can be, my friends. And you know what? While you're at it, do a little bit of fearless thinking. Okay. Bye.